The next patient is Wanda Beers. The last name is Vila Kemboy, E-E-R-S. It's the clinical case of a 82-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. The most recent laboratory workup that was done June the 1st, 2023, shows that the creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 24, and the estimated GFR is 45 mL per minute. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 170 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is pretty close to normal. I have to point out that the patient has lost 15 pounds of body weight after the passing of her husband. She says that she's putting some weight back. However, this is the ideal way for her. Period. The renal ultrasound that was done in March of 2022 failed to show any significant hyperechogenicity of the kidneys. The size of the kidneys the right was 9.2. And the left kidney is similar. That is a slight thinning of the cortex. Period. Number two, the patient has evidence of increased cholesterol, and this is most likely responding to the weight loss that she had in the prior determination was 239, this is 215, period. The patient does not tolerate statins. Following number, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is under control, 159 over 61. The following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is managed with the administration of famotidine. Following number, a history of irritable bowel syndrome that has been without symptoms. Period. We are going to give an appointment to see us in a year, even though she says that the most likely situation is that she goes back to Ohio. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 4 minutes in the documentation.